Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Chest Pain. Emergency Call. Fully loaded, Thomas Meyerhoff, Alexander Haupter and trainee Claudia Gerold are just leaving a fast food restaurant when the pager beeps. Oh man, now the food's going to get cold again, complains Haupter. They hurry to the ambulance where they get the details of the emergency call. Location Mühlstraße 10B, the name is Kibitz, male patient with chest pain, the emergency doctor is on his way. As the location is close by, the three emergency workers are there in only a few minutes and notify the emergency dispatch center. Situation at the scene. The patient's wife is already waiting at the door and leads the team straight into the living room where her husband is sitting in an armchair, breathing heavily. Mr. Kibitz is about 60 years old, his face looks pale and cyanotic, and he has a layer of cold sweat on his forehead. Meyerhoff first gives his colleagues instructions, then checks the patient's pulse and speaks calmly to him. Hello, Mr. Kibitz, my name is Meyerhoff. We want to help you. What symptoms do you have? Mr. Kibitz clearly has difficulty speaking as he answers. After I climbed the stairs, I suddenly couldn't get my breath. I had strong pains in the chest and the left arm. While the trainee carefully puts an oxygen mask on the patient, Haupter measures his blood pressure. Suspected diagnosis and first steps. Meyerhoff turns to his team. Suspected heart attack, his pulse is very irregular and hard to feel. Presumably, Mr. Kibitz has cardiogenic shock. Claudia, can you attach the ECG, please? And Alexander, can you get a venous line and medication ready? Mr. Kibitz looks nervously at the young paramedic as he explains the situation to him. Mr. Kibitz, we suspect that you have had a heart attack and we need to take you to the hospital. We're going to do everything necessary to help you. The team works hand in hand as they care for the patient. After measuring his blood pressure at 130 to 90 millimeters per mercury, Meyerhoff decides to give the patient nitro spray. Mr. Kibitz, I want to spray some medication in your mouth now. Before I do, though, I need to know if you've taken anything in the last 24 hours to help you get an erection, for example, Viagra. The patient shakes his head incredulously. Meanwhile, Haupter has inserted a venous line into Mr. Kibitz's right forearm, and the infusion drops slowly. Mr. Kibitz, can you open your mouth and push your tongue against the roof of your mouth, like this? Meyerhoff asks the patient and demonstrates what he means. Arrival of the emergency doctor. The emergency doctor arrives 4 minutes later, and Meyerhoff hands over to him with a summary of the examination results. I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Kibitz, suspected heart attack with initial shock symptoms. After giving him nitro spray, his symptoms have improved. The ECG shows ventricular extrasystoles and a clear elevation in the ST segment. His circulation is stable so far, with a pulse of 90 per minute and blood pressure at 110 to 90 millimeters per mercury. Meyerhoff moves on to the medical history of the patient. Medical history. In the last few months, Mr. Kibitz has had difficulty breathing and indistinct throat pain after physical activity. The symptoms have usually gone away after a short rest, but not today. On the contrary, the symptoms have worsened due to the feeling of pressure behind the breastbone and pain spreading to the left arm. Apart from something to lower his blood pressure, Mr. Kibitz doesn't take any other medicines and has no other chronic diseases. Medication and transport to the hospital. In addition to blood thinning medication, the patient is given a strong painkiller and a sedative preparation. The pain is eased as a result, and Mr. Kibitz appears drowsy. The paramedic team take him to the hospital in this condition.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Rettenredaktion.